Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's good, Houston? What's good? I'm Clint Sterner. I'm joined by my man, Wade Smith, former NFLer, former Houston Texans offensive lineman. And right now we are joined by MLB Network Houstonian. I was almost said former Houstonian. Once you're a Houstonian,
yeah,
you're always a Houstonian,
baby. Once you in, you in.
Robert Flores of MLB Network joins us. Robert, what's going on, man?
Clint, Wade, how you guys doing?
Man, we're doing good. I can't thank you enough for joining us just in general, but then you join us right at the right time when there's a little bit of action in that front office over there on, with the Astros right now. Obviously, Reed Ryan has been reassigned in the front office. And then Mark Berman of Fox 26 here in Houston, he just now tweets that Hall of Famer Nolan Ryan says in a text message he will not continue his role as an executive advisor to the owner of the Astros. In quotes, he says, "I will not be back with the club, and we will leave it at that." Robert Flores, What do you make of, of that exchange right there?
It's certainly interesting and curious. Obviously – Nolan Ryan has strong ties to the city of Houston, strong ties to the organization, and clearly the Reed Ryan has done excellent work there with the Astros. There's probably all sorts of facets and layers to this story on why Jim Crane decided to make this move or tweak things or reorganize, but clearly when you see a quote from Nolan Ryan like that, it does kind of give you pause and make you scratch your head a little bit.
Robert, what do you think about? I mean, do you think that, and not necessarily this being a result of what went on with the Taubman issue in the clubhouse, but what do you make of I've read several articles that they haven't been drugged through the mud, so to speak, but they always mention that there may be a culture issue, and what about the Taubman? Is it a real problem, or was it just an individual problem? What do you make of that notion that it's an Astros problem from a culture standpoint?
I really don't know what to make of it. I mean, as far as, look, I've had a chance just on a professional basis to work with many of the people in media relations and having conversations with other people in the administrative front. And I've known Reed going back to our days when we were both in Austin, and he brought the Round Rock Express to Austin. So I don't know about culture or culture problem or whatnot, but it is the owner's right to, if he feels there is a need to change something, or he feels that there's an area that needs to be approved upon, then look, he owns the ball club. He writes the checks. He has that right. I just know from my personal experience, but what went down early, to start the World Series, it was unfortunate, but I still believe Major League Baseball is, probably going to continue to look at things and hopefully we get a final resolution, and hopefully something like that does not happen again.
Roflo, as we all know, Gerrit Cole is a free agent now, and he's going to be testing the market. How much of a chance do you think that the Houston Astros actually have in retaining his services, or do you think it's basically a done deal and he's going to be out the door?
0.0.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean he's gone. I think that they're probably, look, the Astros are going to do their due diligence, so to speak, and make an offer. But Gerrit Cole is represented by Scott Boras, and he's going to go to the highest bidder. And if it's the Yankees, then that's where he's going. If it's the Angels, then that's where he's going. But it's not going to be the Astros. The Astros are already right up against the luxury tax threshold, which, you know, for a team that has long been lumped in lazily sometimes by national media as a mid-level or small market team, that's not the case. This team has had a lot of success, and they've grown a lot of homegrown talent, but they've also spent a lot of money on free agents and acquiring contracts, as with Zach Greinke. So I don't see how they make it work. But I, like I said, you're talking about a 1% Hail Mary chance. But Gerrit Cole has, in all likelihood, pitched his last game as an Astro.
So based off of his relationship with Boris as an agent, you don't think that the whole idea that, you know, he wants to go back home, you don't think any of that stuff plays into it at all? It's basically who's going to give him the most money, that's where he's going to go because Scott Boris is his agent.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if Gerrit Cole said, because by all accounts, he enjoyed his time here, his family enjoyed their time with the Astros, Gerrit took his game to a whole new level and said and told Scott that, hey, I want to stay in Houston. I'm not going to take a massive hometown discount, but make it work where it makes sense. Then Gerrit Cole would be an Astro. But that's not the way, I don't think it's going to go down. I mean, Scott Boris is about setting records and about setting the market and about busting and shattering salaries and things like that. So that's why, like I said, you're looking at the Yankees or the Angels. And I mean, obviously his ties to the Angels and Southern California are well documented. So that's why I just don't see financially and all the other things, all the other factors, they're just kind of going against the Astros right now as far as retaining Gerrit Cole.
Robert Flores of MLB Network joining us. Robert, talk to me a little bit about the qualifying offer, I believe, of $17 million that the Astros made to Gerrit Cole. And obviously that's not, I mean, he's not going to accept that. That's just part of protocol.
Right.
But clear it up for me and the rest of Houston of why do that? What exactly does that mean? You know, what might the Astros get in return?
They'll get a draft pick in return. There's a draft pick that are attached to free agents that have received the qualifying offer, and that's why you do it. You know, for some free agents, for those mid-level or lower-tier free agents, having a draft pick attached to them can be a hindrance, and it has been a hindrance. But for Gerrit Cole, if you're a team that is going to pay 270 plus, maybe 300 million for his services, you don't care about losing the draft pick. But for the Astros, they do that. And because, as you said, it's procedural. Gerrit Cole, no one expects in his right mind that he'll say, yeah, sign me up for that 1-year qualifying offer. No, he's not going to do that. But for the Astros, it does give them a little bit of protection. And yes, look, are you going to draft a player of the stature and the level of Gerrit Cole, and is he going to have an impact right away? More than likely not, but it does give you a chance to recoup some of your investment and not just let him walk away scot-free without getting something.
Based off of what you know about Jeff Luhnow and his general management ways of operating, you know, who are some of the free agents that you think out there that he's going to go out there and target to replace a guy like Gerrit Cole?
That's an interesting one. You know, one name that we talked about yesterday on MLB Tonight was Zach Wheeler. And Zach Wheeler, I know, was brought up quite heavily during the summer, as we got closer to the trading deadline. And the Astros were connected quite a bit to Zach Wheeler. He has electric stuff. He has been brilliant at times with the New York Mets. But he's also been hurt, and he's been hurt frequently. And if you're going to expect someone to replace, quote-unquote, Gerrit Cole, because you're not really replacing him, you're just taking over his spot in the rotation. You're not going to get someone. There's not another Gerrit Cole. Maybe Steven Strasburg. But again, I think Strasburg's a little bit too rich for where the Astros are at in terms of the luxury tax. But for me, Zach Wheeler is a nice fit if you're confident that he is durable enough But I would be really intrigued to see what Zach Wheeler would do in Houston with the Astros and their analytic department, Brent Strom and A.J. Hinch and the culture of that clubhouse, Justin Verlander, the whole thing. I'd be intrigued to see what that would look like.
Robert, what about other priorities? I mean, clearly, everybody in the city, everybody that knows what MLB stands for knows that Gerrit Cole leaving the Astros is going to leave a void, and they're going to have to fill that. How they do it, we don't know. But what about other priorities? I mean, is there anything else out there that you see that the Astros are really going to have to fix or void they're going to have to fill other than that spot in the starting rotation that Gerrit Cole leaves?
Well, I think everyone knows it's the bullpen is something that's going to have to be addressed. Will Smith is a free agent. Will Harris is a free agent. Joe Smith is a free agent. And both of those guys were very effective throughout the postseason, and also the catching position. Robinson Chirinos and Martin Maldonado are both free agents, so that's something that's going to have to be addressed. There's a lot of different ways that Jeff Luhnow and his staff could go. there's a couple of intriguing I think Yasmani Grandal is a free agent at the right now. Do you want to go in that direction, give you someone that's a little bit more of an offensive threat consistently? Although, personally, I like the tandem of Chirinos and Maldonado. So maybe they just bring those two guys back. I know both of those players enjoy playing for the organization. So maybe that they stay with that direction. But for me, I want to know what Forrest Whitley is going to look like. He's been there among their top prospects, if not the top prospect in the organization for a couple of years now. I think they had hopes for him in 2019 to be at the big league level, and that didn't work out. He had some things to work on both off the field and on the field, and by all accounts, he finished up pretty strong in the Arizona Fall League. So I don't think he's going to start the season in the rotation because of service time issues and something like that, but they're going to need him to perform well very quickly in 2020. So I want to see what he looks like.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.